Welcome back to Radio Entrepreneurs. I'm Jonathan Friedman, and our next guest in the studio is Mike Pungitore with Grow Your Grass. Welcome, Mike.
How's it going?
Good, thanks. It's a pleasure to have you on, and contrary to what your name indicates, you're not in the budding industry that, no pun intended, but tell our listeners what you guys do.
We're actually an irrigation and fertilizer company, so we're in that field. Website could be for sale for the right price for the right industry. So,
And you're growing what's been legal for a long time.
Yes. Yeah. I've been going now for almost a decade, but I've been in the landscaping field for almost my entire life. So
you have a really interesting story to tell, partially because you were in what one would consider a totally unrelated field.
Yeah, I was in corporate. I was doing finance. So I grew up in landscaping, worked for my father, he owns a landscape business. And every summer, and you know, he sends me to school, and I was going to be this big corporate ladder climber and
a finance tycoon.
Yeah, that's right. Reading all, you know, Forbes and everything. I still do, but and I went to school, went to UNH, graduated with a focus in finance. Decided that I was going to go work at a bank in Boston, so hung up the boots, if you will. Went into Boston, did 3 years for Brown Brothers Harriman. Decided that it wasn't my calling. Just had an itch to go do something else. So I put in my 2 weeks, and I went home and told my dad, my father's an old school Italian, and you know, came here with nothing and built up what he has, and came here, and you know, I went home and I told him, I said, hey, I think I'm gonna quit. And he's like, what do you mean you're gonna quit? You're not quitting. And he goes, you know, I was the first one in my family to graduate from college, and you know, I was on honor roll, and I had dean's list, and you know, all this stuff. So
he had your whole career mapped out for you.
He was not too happy with it. But you know, he said, well, what are you gonna do? And I said, well, you know, I know your business, so I'm gonna come and work for you. I'm gonna grow your business. And he just looked me dead in the eye. He goes, no, you're not. And I knew at that point it was going to be a tough road. And, you know, entrepreneurship is a tough road anyway. But when you have that burning desire and you know that what you're doing is not right and it's not for you, it doesn't feed your soul, you know what you have to do. So I decided I was going to do it anyway against his will. So I was about 23 at the time. I left the bank, went to work for him, and it was, I love my father to death. And I worked for him every summer. It was the toughest 2 years of my life, a year and a half of my life. He wanted me to go back to corporate. So he did, he grinded me, and you know, he was trying to get me to quit and go back.
Yeah, make you miserable.
And he did. there were some tough weeks. But I knew, you know, I didn't want to do corporate. I didn't want to go back. I had other job opportunities in Boston to go back, and it wasn't for me. So, I decided that, at that point that I was going to go, into, a complementary business that I could utilize my father's, clientele and also his equipment if I needed it. And so I taught myself irrigation. I had gotten my pesticide license prior to that, and I was already starting that process while I was at the bank, and I built that up. I kind of went off my own.
So smart. You saw an opportunity to leverage what he was doing, but not to compete directly with him.
I did not want to compete with my father. So
that was your foray into it. Was an opportunity to, and he was happy to introduce you to his clients and his services, or you knew them already.
Yeah, I knew his clients, and you know, and I kind of I went off, and my father and I have a great relationship, so I kind of went off and I'd write up a letter, you know, and say, hey, my son is, you know, from his perspective, my son is going to be doing irrigation this year. And I actually, the first letter I wrote to his clients was for the fertilizer. So wrote up a letter and I said, you know, my son just got his Massachusetts pesticide license. He's going to be an applicator. He's going to go out and he's going to be doing fertilizer. You know, if you're interested in a quote, let us know. And I showed him the letter. And I think that's when it really hit him that, okay, this is real. Like, he's doing this. So I sent that out, and I got I had 8 of his clients sign up in my first year, and now we're up over 100. And it's been a few short years that I've done that, and then taught myself the irrigation. I did the same thing, sent a letter out, and just kind of grew from there.
Wonderful. So you've picked two very specific niches that you operate in. Why those? And was it really the opportunity to complement what you knew and what your dad was doing, or did you see an opportunity within those markets?
Both.
You came from banking, where you you did your analysis somewhere along the way.
Somewhere, and you know, the funny thing is, I mean, we all see it. Have you ever driven or looked down a street in the middle of the summer, and how many landscaping trucks do you see?
Yeah.
Every neighbor has to have a different company. There's brand new vehicles and brand new equipment. Companies, there's beat up trucks, there's beaters, there's
right. You're competing with everything out there. There's everybody. National guys, yeah.
Everybody,
yeah.
And everybody wants to, and everybody's trying to make a living. It's understandable.
It's interesting though. It is a little bit different. I didn't grow up in this area. The area that I grew up in, and I don't want to say in a formal way it was controlled, but you know, the landscapers essentially transitioned with a home.
Right.
And so, you know, you own that address for life.
Right.
You know, yeah. And it was really interesting. It was like you could not fire your landscaper because nobody else would touch it.
Yeah. You know? And it's, there are some areas that are still like that. But to be honest with you, it's just like in corporate too now. You know, the biggest reason I wanted to be an entrepreneur from day one. I knew that. But the biggest reason that pushed me away from corporate and from, you know, wanting to be a CEO of a bank or anything like that was I saw how, and not just at Brown Brothers, but all the banks during the recession, what they did to employees. The first people to go. Yeah. I mean, people that had been there 20, 25, 30 years were being let go. And that was across, the entire United States. And I didn't want to be that guy. I wanted to be the person who was the last one to shut the lights off if the business went under. Mm-hmm. I wanted it to be my fault if the business went. I wanted to be full control, which, you know, you, as an entrepreneur, you're kind of a control freak anyway. But I wanted that, and that was kind of, that was it for me. I knew at the end of the day that if I worked my butt off to be in corporate, that give my whole life, and then 25 years later,
your destiny's out of your hands to some degree.
That's it. Right. They let you go, and you have no. What do you have? You know. So.
So tell us a little bit more about your business. You focus predominantly in pest management, fertilization. I don't know.
Yeah. We do fertilizer programs for lawns. So that's one aspect of it. We do the complete lawn care. So we start up in the spring. We do your soil testing. We do your applications for, we do both organic and chemical based. Mm-hmm. Chemical based do work faster. They work better because of the chemical component. But again, we know the downsides of chemical. Mm-hmm. If applied correctly or done the right way with notifications and all that stuff, you can kind of avoid or get around some of that. Organic is a great option, but it takes a long time. It can take 3 years to start to really see
the benefits,
and it's minute. And so you have to continue to stay with that, because what you're doing is with chemicals, you're actually targeting the grass itself. You're targeting the plant. You're targeting the roots, the plant. With organic, you're doing the soil. So they're two completely different. So with organic, you're feeding the soil, you're feeding the microbes, you're trying to get them to duplicate.
Habitate on their own. And do their own thing.
And then that's what gives the lawn its.
Have you seen a shift in terms of customer wants over the last, 5 years perhaps, where there's been more of a push towards organic? Or
I think.
Depends on the population base.
It does. It depends.
Kids and dogs.
Yeah. And it's, I've had a number of clients that, have been with me for many years. And they, they have a baby and they want to go to organic. Mm. They get a dog and they ask me about the risks. Which, I explained to them what you're dealing with on either side. But I also have a number of clients who, when they go organic, they come back.
They get frustrated.
They go back to chemical. Mm-hmm. And not just my clients, not just my organic clients, but I'll get calls from others and same thing. They've been on organic with a natural company for 5 years.
And they're not getting the results they
terrible.
Want.
Yeah. It doesn't look like, Joe Smith across the street, and theirs is glowing. Well, of course it's glowing. It's chemicals. Mm. So there's a big difference. But we're that's one aspect of it. And then the irrigation side is really where we've been focused and growing leaps and bounds.
And I think we talked a little bit before we came on air. It seems to me that that's an oft overlooked component of actually growing a lawn is making sure that it's well hydrated.
Yeah. And it's from, the beginning phase to maturity of a lawn, of plants. When you first put a lawn in, the most difficult part is to make sure that you don't overwater and you don't underwater. So how do you do that? You have to water small spurts multiple times throughout the day, keep the seed moist so that it does germinate. Germination's fairly easy if you have the right, you know, plan.
Right.
And most clients of mine that put in new lawns and they don't have, let's say we do a new lawn for somebody and they don't want to do an irrigation system. Okay, that's fine. I tell them what needs to be done. They'll get the grass to germinate, and that spring, it will look beautiful. It's a carpet.
Right.
Come June, it's dead. Why? Well, it's, well, I've been watering. Yeah, but you haven't been watering enough. Your root system is still not established. So at that point, you need something that's going to be watering deep and frequently, or on a schedule. That way, just because it germinates doesn't mean it's done. Now you can, you know, put the hose away and you're done. So that's where you're seeing the biggest.
So it seems to me that you have an active, for lack of a better term, I'll call it an educational aspect to what you're doing with your homeowners. And yeah. So how much of it is sort of that consultative process of saying, because I would imagine most irrigation systems have some sort of timer system.
Yep.
And that fluctuates based on the weather pattern,
right.
Correct? So
and
is that something that you guys manage, or is that something that, you
it
know...
Depends.
You,
okay. It depends on the client. We have clients that have control boxes from the 80s, and we have some...
The little pegs?
Yeah, yeah. The old school pegs. I've seen them from the 60s with a metal container there. But, you know, now... over the course of the last couple of years, really, you've starting to see a change in technology really starting to impact the industry.
Smartphone enabled and
smart controllers. Yeah. Mm. It's insane. It's beautiful. They're unbelievable. And what that allows is it allows it to actually read the forecast. So if it knows it's supposed to put out, say, an inch a week, and it knows we're going to get an inch of rain in 2 days, it will cut back the watering.
So it self-adjusts.
Self-adjusts. If we don't get that rain afterwards, when it was scheduled, it will say, okay, well, we didn't get an inch. We got 3/4 of an inch, we got to bump it up. It will increase the time. So the smart controllers are starting to take over the market, and they're wonderful. The other aspect is I can change the times, and I can set the schedules from Vietnam if I want.
Right.
And for people who have multiple homes, or they have their house down in the Cape and they want to manage their system, that's also another benefit. They can do the same thing.
So interesting. You focus on two particular niches, but I had that curious question. I think you've answered it. You guys do plant lawns and you do plant seed. It's not strictly the pest management, or is that something that you tend to sub out? Or
we don't market and advertise that we do the new lawns. That's something that if we work with a number of landscapers, you know, being in a niche. That is exactly why I wanted to choose that. I wanted to be in a place where, like I was saying, you look down the street and you see 50 landscapers. I wanted to be the one that the 50 landscapers go to for that need. And that's what I've done. So if I work with a client that has been referred to me, or I know that I know their landscaper, and it's a landscaper I work with, and they ask me to put in a new lawn, I don't touch it. I say, you know, you got to talk to X, Y, and Z.
Yep.
Talk to them. They're the ones who will do the new lawn for you.
Excellent. So what's next for your company? What do you see coming down the road? Is it geographic expansion? I think service expansion?
We had a real fast growth last year, and you hear all the time, if you grow too fast, it'll kill your business. If you don't grow fast enough, right, you'll be put out too. For me, we grew so fast last year, and I want to continue that growth, but I need to focus on kind of putting everything together, processes. You see a lot of flaws. You see where your system fails when
you grow
it gets
quickly.
Overloaded.
Yeah.
And I saw a lot of that. We got through it, which was nice, but I know that I can't sustain another year like that if I plan on being long-term, which I do. So my plan right now is over the course of the next, you know, before the season starts, is to get everything in order, make sure that the processes are working when springtime, we start as early as mid-March doing our first applications.
Mm-hmm.
So by that point, that system needs to be working and working properly. Once I know that the system can handle itself, we should be ready for that growth. And so what I see in the next, let's say, 2 to 5 years is doubling what we're doing, if not more. We focus on client service. That's our biggest thing. I have always been in client service my entire life. That's what I've done. I want people to be happy with the product. Word of mouth is the best marketing, mm-hmm. if you will. So for me, I don't want, I put my name on it. I don't want to be the company that comes in and, you know, they charge an arm and a leg and then you're not happy. I want you to be happy at the end of the day. You're not going to make everybody happy, but
that's going to bring in new customers, right? and your growth. Wonderful. I have to ask the question before we go, given the time of year it is, I'd imagine, you know, all is not dark in your world. There's something going on, even though there's 18 inches of snow on most people's lawns.
Yeah.
You're planning, you're getting
your
systems
up.
We're
planning right now. That's it. You know, there's, you can
are all your friends envious?
yeah, they shouldn't be. No, it's definitely, you know, in the past I've taken, before we got to the point that we're at, I actually traveled a lot. I've been, you know, I've spent time in Vietnam and Singapore. I've gone to Central America, Panama, and, you know, and Costa Rica and Mexico. I've been all over the States in my winters, and that's kind of my travel time. Now the last 2 years I've kind of cut back, if you will, for multiple reasons. I just got engaged, and so that's kind of taken up.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Time and finances.
Problem is, she's going to want to go to all those places. You better ramp it back up.
Yeah. So, but right now, this year, it's really just focusing on what we did. There's never an off season for an entrepreneur. So, right. If you want to continue to grow, you want to continue to be ready for the next thing. The best thing you can do is be ready for that possibility. So, preparing, getting ready, trying to foresee the problems and have a solution for them. So,
and you have to remind them, you know, in August when they want you to go to the beach and you've got, you know, 16, 18 hour days, 7 days a week.
Yeah.
That
and my guys,
I go to the beach in the winter somewhere else.
I couldn't do what I do and be where I am if it wasn't for my guys. They've been awesome. They work hard. They do. They try to get better every year. In my industry, you have a lot of turnover that you deal with. I've been fortunate to have my guys for they'll be heading into their third full year this year, and they've been awesome. So I couldn't do what I do without them and trusting them. And you need that as an entrepreneur. You need to treat your employees well, and you need to know that you've done it. You've gotten to this point without, you know, with your grind and your hard work and all that and your, you know, sacrifices, but
not without them.
Not when you get to that point where you have your employees, you need to really understand that if you want to grow and you want to not let your business run you, but you want to run your business, you have to understand that your employees are the key to that, and treating them like human beings and not as a number will make a difference.
Wonderful piece of advice. Absolutely. Our guest in the studio has been Mike Pungitore of Grow Your Grass. Mike, if our listeners want to get in touch with you, what's the best way for them to reach you?
So last name is not too easy to pronounce, so that's why I came up with Grow Your Grass. So growyourgrass.com will lead you to the website. Our phone number is there. You can also call 844-GROW-GRASS. Yes, there's extra letters, but it will still call out our extra numbers. But our website is the best way to contact us.
Excellent. You've been listening to Radio Entrepreneurs. Our guest has been Mike Pungitore of Grow Your Grass, and we'll be right back with another segment on Radio Entrepreneurs.